You're listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Thunder, baby, bringing it to you live from the ESPN studios in West Monroe, the Coldwell Banker Group 1 Realty Studios. I want to thank Kendrick Carter for sticking around and producing the show. Ken, first time to work with you. Happy to have you.
Hey, man.
Hey, I think we both found out today that we were doing that you were doing the show, so I apologize for that. Wednesday nights, 2 days before high school football. A lot of football on tap for this weekend. Got the Bayou Jam, got the Jamboree over at Grambling, the Eddie Robinson Jamboree Classic, or Classic Jamboree. Hopefully we'll have the founders of that little get-together on the program tonight. We're going to have Cody Futrell from the New Star on to talk about the Bayou Jam. He'll be covering that. Want to get some thoughts from him on what he's looking for and what to expect there. But a lot of good games this weekend between Grambling, the Grambling campus, and the ULM campus. Get your rain boots on, your slicker, and go out there prepared to get wet and enjoy some football. And hopefully the wet will stay away. First Wednesday night, I know that whether it's tonight or next Wednesday, we will be preceding the Les Miles show here on ESPN 97.7 FM. My co-host, Coach DJ Davis, DeGenario Davis, the head football coach at Riser Middle School, former West Monroe High School star, former NLU football player, not man enough to handle the duties of coaching a football team and doing a Wednesday night radio show, so he's out. Had to kick him to the curb. But, no, I completely understand a lot of stuff going on with DJ. He's still with us, just going to be out for a little while. We'll be possibly be moving back to Saturdays after football season. We'll see. Kind of like the Wednesday evening deal. But DJ not with me, so it's back to you and me. I'm B, Byron Avery, your host here on Talkin' Sports. We're going to stick with what we had on Saturdays. We're going to talk to Zach Green of Car King, see what's hot on the lot over there. Those guys do a great job. We also are going to try to preview games every Wednesday, preview Friday night games. I've been in talks with several of our area coaches, trying to get to all of them. Haven't been able to connect with all of them yet, but we're going to have some correspondence from the local high school. So if you're listening and you want to be a correspondent for your high school, reach out to us. We've got the Car King hotline and text line, 888-993-7762, to call in during the show. We've got our email, TalkinSports977FM@gmail.com. That's the Riverport Creative Group email inbox. Hit us up on Twitter, the Glassworks of West Monroe Twitter feed, @TSports977FM. Let us know if you want to participate in the show. We're just looking for people to come on the air for about 2 minutes and give us a preview, talk to the coach maybe that week. We're going to have coaches on as well. But like I said earlier, can't get every area football coach on every Wednesday. That would be a little crazy to try and do that. So while we're waiting, we're going to try to get Zach Green on. I was reading in the New Star recently, article by Brett Hudson, Sterlington learning from playoff losses, and it caught my eye because the article is talking about playing both ways, getting some of their people to play both ways. All the past 3 years, when Sterlington's lost in the playoffs, they've lost to teams who had their best players playing both ways. And we were fortunate 2 weekends ago, we were at the fourth annual, we called it the Reese Altman Wiffle Ball Tournament for charity. young man in the community who's had a wiffle ball tournament to raise money, raised more than $1,000 two weekends ago for area charities, area nonprofit organizations. We were fortunate enough to have several of our outstanding athletes from the area participating in that tournament. We had four guys from West Monroe High School, their starting quarterback, Robert Scott Faust, the running back, Trey Coleman, all-around athlete, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, Slade Bolden, and defensive back, Taylor Young. But we also had the starting quarterback and starting defensive end for Sterlington, quarterback Carson Clowers, and defensive end Brooks Rushworth. They both talked about their new conditioning program at Sterlington, how they're trying to get more conditioned, more guys going to play both ways, and it does make sense. You know, you got your best athlete, you know, whatever position on offense. If he's not playing defense, you may have a, let's not say inferior, but not as good an athlete playing on defense. Why not get that best athlete out there on both sides? You know, and this is where conditioning is going to play a big part. So we'll see what happens with Sterlington. But like I said, we had defensive end Brooks Rushmore and quarterback Carson Clowers. And I'm going to tell you what, I saw Clowers. He hit, you know, several home runs in that wiffle ball tournament. And saw him, he's got some hops. And I saw him flip over the fence, after, you know, went to get a foul ball and flip back over the fence. The kid's an athlete, that's for sure. But we'll see. We'll see what goes on with Sterlington. Everybody getting in the act this weekend, and we'll see how it goes with them. Like I said, Zach Green, gonna have him on. I talked to him earlier today. He was in Shreveport at the auction, so he's trying to buy some cars, get some more cars for what's hot on the lot out there in Monroe at 12 Louisville Avenue. Talked to Cody Futrell. He's gonna come on and preview Bayou Jam. And hopefully we'll have the organizers of the Eddie Robinson Classic Jamboree that will take place on the campus of Grambling State University this Friday. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Take a quick break for our first one. This only hour brought to you by Gina Eubanks, Allstate Insurance. Gina Eubanks of Ruston and Minden, Gina Eubanks, agency owner since 1995. You're listening to Talkin' Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM.
The game's on. You're super hungry. Quick, what do? You don't have to make a choice. Why not come to Dex? The best food, great drinks, and every game you can imagine all over the walls. Come try our wings, po'boys, and burgers. Everything is homemade. Our chicken sandwich is the best in town, and you won't miss a minute of the action while you're eating it. Dax Wings and Grill is so good and so easy to find right on the corner of Old Minden Road and Benton Road. Dax Wings and Grill. What are you waiting for?
Dax in Bossier City and Monroe.
Want to tell you about my friends at North Monroe Animal Hospital. Specializing in all medical and surgical care for small animals, and even providing a boarding service. My friend, Dr. David Weber, and his staff are always my choice for my animals, and should be yours as well. Located conveniently at 4300 Sterlington Road, which is 165 North, you can reach out to them at 345-4545. That's 345-4545. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.7, North Monroe Animal Clinic, the official animal care provider of Terry Waldrop and The Edge.
Talking Sports here on ESPN 97.7 FM. We're going to jump real quick on the Car King Hotline to our good friend, Zach Green. Zach, how's it going at auction today?
Man, it was great. Bought a lot of
Got some
of
good cars for us?
Ready to make a lot of deals.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us what's hot on the lot?
Let's see. Today I picked up a 2014 QX80. Those cars are normally $65,000 to $70,000 new on the lot. This is a 14 model, one owner, and you can buy it for $39,995. Also, have a 2012 Chevrolet Cruze. You can buy that car for $99,95. Have a 2015 Toyota Camry with 6,000 miles. You can buy that car for $16,995. And that's what's hot on the line.
Well, Zach, sounds like you had a good day at the auction. Go get some rest. And before you head out, though, tell us how we can and come see those new cars.
Absolutely. You can check us out at 12 Louisville Avenue. Look us up on our website at carkingmonroe.com or just give us a call at 318-330-9285.
All right, Zach. Appreciate you, buddy.
Absolutely, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too. That was Zach Green of Car King on the Car King Hotline. You can join the program on the Car King Hotline and the text line at 888-993-7762. I was able to secure our next guests. They will be joining us here shortly, the founders of the Jamboree that's going to be going on in Eddie Robinson Stadium on the campus of Grambling State University this weekend. We'll be talking to them in just a minute, but when you get a chance, run by Car King. If you need a car, need a car for your kids, whatever reason, Zach and those guys at Car King are there to help you, and they'll take good care of you. Known Zach's family for a long time, so as we say in the South, he's good people. Again, if you want to be one of our high school correspondents, you can reach out to us. You can reach out via our Twitter feed, the Glassworks of West Monroe Twitter feed, at TSports977FM. Let us know you're interested. Get in touch with your football coach, and let's see if we can get you some airtime to talk about your high school football team. For those of you who don't know, you can listen to our show and all of the shows here on ESPN 97.7 FM live via the 977 Sports app. It's available on iTunes. It's where I got it. Or in the Google Play Store, as it used to be called, the Android Marketplace. But the 977 Sports app, just go to iTunes and type in 977 Sports, and the app will come up. You download it, click on it, and listen live, and whatever show is on the air, you can listen. Especially Wednesdays, 6 to 7 p.m., you can listen to Talkin' Sports. It'll be you and me, and I'm B. And every once in a while, it'll be Ken Carter, and the rest of the time, it'll be John Tabor, keeping us between the white lines. We're also going to try something new, hopefully next week. I stepped out on a limb, and the limb broke a few weeks back. We were going to try to do the show live on Periscope, and that just was a big failure. And although I'm pretty good with technology, the new technology seems to have just escaped me. And we'll see. We'll try to do a Facebook Live show, and we'll see what happens. You need to go and follow us on Twitter. We're nearing, on our Facebook page, we're nearing 200 likes. See if you can help us get to 200, and then we'll go from there. Our Facebook page is, of course, facebook.com/TalkinSports977FM. Go there, like the page, follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter feed is gaining fans. It's at TSports977FM. You can say you're part of the show. If you want to use our show as a fundraiser for your team, hit me up on the email address or the Twitter feed to ask how. All right. So as promised, we're going to go to the Car King Hotline and talk with Edgar Rayford and find out how we got started with this Jamboree at Eddie Robinson Stadium. Edgar, welcome to the program.
Hey, Byron, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. We are on the air, and we're talking high school football. Everybody's excited. We're trying to get this thing kicked off. And tell us what's going to be happening at Eddie Robinson Stadium Friday night.
Okay. Let me say, first of all, Byron, thank you for allowing us the opportunity to share talking about the Eddie Robinson High School Football Classic Jamboree. That's going to be this Saturday with 10 teams, 5 games. And I've got Brian Lowe, who's on the line as well. He is the Managing Director, Team Up Sports Consulting. We are the organizers for the Eddie Robinson Jamboree. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing, Byron?
I'm great. Sorry, I don't know why I said Friday.
No, that's okay. That's no problem.
Hey, we'd like to play it Friday. We'd be excited to play it because it's some excitement in the air for this.
Absolutely. It's electric.
Yes, absolutely. Now, how it started, Brian can tell you about the starting point, and I'll kind of tell you where we have come from last year.
Yeah, okay. So my name is Brian Lowe, President and Managing Director for Team Up Sports Consulting. About several years ago, I played for Coach Rob, his illustrious 400 win. I was on that starting offensive line, along with Coach Fobbs, who was the running back at that time. I grew up in Monroe and on the campus of Grambling State University as a kid, all the way played high school football at Carroll High School in Monroe, finished 2 degrees at Grambling. And, you know, I've gone 20-something-odd years in professional sports on the business side. So I'm now doing some consulting, and so this was one of the projects that I had a vision for, working with the Eddie Robinson Legacy Fund. And one of the things that we thought it was really make sense was to really promote the legacy and the values and the morals of Eddie Robinson. He taught me so much. He did so much for the community, for the businesses. He was very inclusive. He was about diversity and higher education. And so when you have someone that has put all of his life to creating and building the lives of humanity, you just can't let that go. And Coach Rob, unfortunately, passed a couple years. He's such a global icon. And for us in here in Northeast Louisiana and with the rich tradition in football, it only makes sense to connect it. So we thought about doing an event on a Jamboree level, bringing teams together and promoting the entertainment value is what's most important about the Jamboree, and that separates us from a lot of other competitors or other Jamborees. I'm excited that other Jamborees are happening because I'm a big advocate for higher education. I'm excited that right now 18 schools between ULM and Grambling is high schools of our Northeast Louisiana high schools are getting experience on a college field and being able to learn what it takes to be on a college campus. So I'm excited about that, and one of the things that we do, which Erica can get into, we just more than a game. We promote the campus, Eddie Robinson, the museum. We create a family fun environment, and our schools, it's kind of like a bowl game. They get here, they get a video where we show them about the history and legacy of Eddie Robinson. They meet some of the former players. They hear different speeches. They're giving a rally about going down the field and understanding what they're going to go compete on. And certainly the same blade of grass that Eddie Robinson grazed and set legacy to. So that's the vision and the purpose that that I wanted to put together. And I think the marketing genius with collaborating with Mr. Edgar Rayford, just brought this thing together. I'll let Edgar talk a little bit more about the details.
All right, hold on, Brian. I got a couple questions for you real quick.
Okay.
Now, I know that, you know, you Sea Dogs, y'all stay together. But that's not my question. But I worked in college athletics. I'm a Tech grad, right down the road there from Grambling. I was at Tech during, when that 400th win happened. I used to see Coach Rob in Walmart. Yep. Love the guy. I've heard him speak at several occasions. And the thing that always stood out to me, you know, other than his, he was genuine. You could tell he cared about people. But the thing that stood out to me most was the man was proud to be an American. And he would always bring that into every speech he gave, every time he would talk in front of a group, whatever else he talked about, he always talked about how proud he was and how important it was to be an American. And I've said on this show multiple times, all these area schools, and I'm glad you guys are doing it, all these area schools need to bring these kids through the Eddie Robinson Museum. This is not just it's not black history, it's not football history, it's history. This guy was part of history and the impact he had on the people he had impact on. I mean, you know, going back to me, you know, with Everson Walls, and I mean, you had Shaq and all, you know, all these guys who are still making a difference. You know, how many of them, including you, how many of them would be making the difference they're making had they not played for Eddie Robinson?
That is correct. I'm impacted myself. I came through the early 90s under Eddie Robinson. Was so fortunate to be part of his 400th last milestone on ESPN and playing against Mississippi Valley and even to get the call from President Clinton at the time to moments after the game. That says a lot, and you're right. I think that, compared to last year, we had a few teams that were just getting off the ground, but, you know, what was important to me, and I always say this is not a game of color. You know, this is not a black classic. This is not about black history. I think you hit it right on the head. You know, this is about Northeast promoting Northeast Louisiana football. This is a bigger goal that even goes beyond Eddie Robinson. Is I think we got some great talent in Northeast Louisiana that we're losing some of these athletes to some of these other markets. So, you know, I'm really, believe it or not, I don't see other jamborees a competitor. I see them as all of us need to come together as an ally. There's plenty of schools that we can promote as three institutions for this type of activity, these goals. Get these kids to understand the history and tradition on every campus. We have it, you know, some small, some large. But, I rather than seeing us as a point of competition, let's see how we can get these kids to understand that there are in-state options for that talent to remain here so that our fan base can enjoy, you know, all kinds of styles of football. And that's what we're spearheading. And we make it, you know, Coach Rob, he would not want it. You know, one thing about him, he was big on diversity, you know, and that's what this classic is about. We're welcoming, you know, every team can play in the Eddie Robinson Classic. You know, that's what we want. And we feel that the Robinson Stadium is the home of Louisiana as well. You know, this is their home. You know, and we want people to, we open up our doors to them. So, we're excited about what's going to take place on Saturday. These kids and the teams and the coaches, wow, they're excited. So I think we're going to put lace it with some entertainment, some promotions, and some good times and music. And I tell you, it's going to be a great day all day Saturday.
All right. Well, let's let Edgar tell us what to look forward to.
Well, one of the things that you will look forward to is not only a football game, five teams, there's going to be a lot of entertainment in-game activities. We've got Raising Cane's that for the second year in a row, we're going to do the Kicking for Cane's field goal contest, and select participants will be able to try a 30-yard field goal, and if you make that field goal, you get Raising Cane's for an entire year. So, Byron, I don't know about you, but I like Raising Cane's chicken fingers. I'm trying to get into it, but I don't think the general manager would allow me to participate, which I would love to.
My son would be in for that. He wants to decorate his house when he gets older. Like, he wants his kitchen to look like Raising Cane's.
We'll see. Hey, have him come out. Maybe he could be a participant. Now, another thing that we have
is we'll have our Extreme PH Sports Water. They're going to have a punt, pass, and kick event. Now, I haven't done punt, pass, and kick in years, but we collaborated with a gentleman out of Dallas who heard about it through the internet about the Eddie Robinson Jamboree, and one of our friends, Charles Javan Strange, about this event. He got on the phone with us and said, hey, I want to be a part of it. Here's what I want to bring to the table. And when he said punt, pass, and kick, I was like, man, that's awesome. We could do that. And he said, this is what we're going to do, how it's going to work. I said, and we were on the phone like in 3 minutes. We were like, yes, let's do it. So we've got your opportunity to register for punt, pass, and kick. It's going to be games one and two. Games one and two are Grambling High versus University Academy of Sinlaw out of Alexandria and the Wichita Calvary Baptist game, game two. Because at game three, which is Richwood and Carroll, at halftime, we will do the Extreme PH Sports Water punt, pass, and kick. And the final game, which is Bastrop versus Wasson, we'll do it a second time. And there's an opportunity for you to win $5,000. So, you know, two events right there get you free Raising Cane's and $5,000. You can't beat that in a day of football.
Now, when you say a chance for you, you mean me?
Yeah, come on out. Now, what you have to do is register. You have to register, Byron. And if your name is drawn, they'll announce your name. Of course, you have X number of minutes to get to the press box, to get down on the field, and get ready to go. So if you don't have your skills together, you got a couple of days to get it right, okay?
Okay, well, I might need more than a couple of days.
Okay.
So we'll
have
see.
Your son do it. Have your son do it. Now, other things that's pretty exciting is that all of our sponsors, and we have a list of sponsors. Last year we had a few sponsors, but we didn't know the impact that it had in the initial year. This year we've got Creed and Creed, Serious Injuries for Serious Attorneys, Serious Attorneys for Serious Injuries, and GoTee Strong that are presenting sponsors. And we can just go down the list. We've got Wingstop, Raising Cane's, Louisiana National Guard with the Kids Fun Zone. We've got Attorney Bobby Manning. We've got Ross Downs, Downs Law Firm. We've got State Representative Katrina Jackson, State Representative Patrick O. Jefferson. I mean, just the list goes on and on. Cognitive Development Center. I think we have 20, 21 sponsors. And we've got something special for them that's going to be a halftime of the Union Parish Evangel game. And we've got a special treat for people who like marching bands. We've got the Huntington High School Marching Raider Band of Shreveport that's going to perform. Now, I tell you right now, Byron, there are going to be a lot of people at the Eddie G. Robinson High School Football Classic Jamboree 2. We have been driving all over, and I got to give the credit for Brian, for driving hundreds of miles to take extra tickets to these schools. Bastrop has, I can promise you, Bastrop will have at least 2,500, 3,000 people. You've got Union Parish, huge faithful backing. We were talking about this today. Union Parish is going to pack the house on their side of the field. Evangel, Calvary Baptist out of Shreveport, they have requested, we had to FedEx them tickets. That's just how bad they want to get over to the Jamboree and support their team. Grambling High, which is Lincoln Prep Academy now, they just sold 260 tickets today. So it says a lot. And, of course, Richmond, Carroll, and Watson, they've been blowing the phone up and text message, hey, can we get some more tickets? Can we get some more tickets? So from 12 o'clock.
So you're saying the Sea Dogs will be well represented.
Well, they will be, but Wasson will show up in huge numbers as well. So, of course, you know how that goes. But I can stand to deal with a dog for one day, so it's okay.
Okay.
But it's the way we've gotten the buzz to be created is through social media and our radio spots. And we thank you for allowing us to get some airtime promoting the games. The social media is ridiculous. Our website, egrrobinsonclassic.com, has over 60,000 followers. The Eddie G. Robinson Facebook page, Eddie G. Robinson Classic page on Facebook, an average of 20,000 followers, 15,000 likes, and then they share it throughout the network. So, you know, it's phenomenal. And then, of course, it's football season, so everybody's talking smack.
And, oh, not to forget, we just had our media day last Thursday at Whataburger in Monroe, and Letterman Magazine hosted that, and that's one of our partners. It was a packed house to see 10 high school football teams and their coaches in Whataburger, and it's packed. So you got kids 6'4", 6'5", 260, 315 sitting down eating, and it's a packed house. And, of course, normal patrons of Whataburger come in and like, hey, what the heck is going on? And TV8 and Channel 10 was in the building, and it was huge. It was very successful. So we know that this is going to be a lot of excitement, a family day of fun. And by the way, the Eddie G. Robinson Museum will be open from 12 to 3 on Saturday. So if your game is not at 12 or 2, then you've got the opportunity to go by the museum and see some of the history that goes along with Coach Eddie Robinson.
Okay. Well, Edgar, I appreciate you and Brian coming on. Y'all try to keep it, civil between you guys up to game time. And I hope there's a huge crowd. I know that all these guys, their fans are going to want to come out and get a preview of the season. So I appreciate what you're doing, not only with the games and the teams, but with the history part of it, because I really think that's a big deal. There's so much history with all of our area universities and our area high schools, and we don't promote it enough. We don't promote that.
I agree. And let me just say this. Let me set the schedule for those who don't know. Our 12 o'clock game is going to be Grambling High / Lincoln Prep versus University Academy at Senlaw from Alexandria. At 2 o'clock, we've got Calvary Baptist Academy out of Shreveport taking on the Wichita Lions. Our 4 o'clock game is the big rivalry game, Richwood versus Carroll. Game 4, which is going to be at 6 o'clock, is going to be Evangel Christian Academy out of Shreveport taking on Union Parish Farmers of Farmerville. And our final game is Bastrop Rams against Watson High School, and that game kicks off at 8 o'clock.
Well, Edgar, what high school did you go to?
Watson High School.
Okay, you're a Watson. For some reason, I thought you were – I couldn't remember who of our old group was what. I mean, y'all are all talking smack against each other all the time.
I'm definitely not a Carroll Bulldog.
Okay, I thought you were a Sea Dog too, so I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I was trying to give you – I was trying
to – It's all love. It's all
no,
love.
We do – hey, Byron, Carroll put – we don't recruit – like Edgar, so no.
Okay, all right.
But
I was trying to give him a compliment, Brian. I was trying to compliment him by calling him a sea dog, but you know.
Yeah, there you go.
No, sir. Watford is where champions live.
Okay. Well,
it's football season, Byron.
That's right.
It's football season, baby.
That's right. Guys, I appreciate it. Good luck Saturday, and hopefully it's a huge success.
Yes, sir. Thank you once again for having us on here.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Cody Futrell of the New Star. You're listening to Talkin' Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM.
TP Outdoors has great news for area hunters. The Second Amendment tax holiday is back and better than ever. Pay 0% sales tax on September 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Stock up tax-free on all your deer attractants, like ground pound, $16.88 for 20 pounds. Our new Buck Wild deer attractant, only $8.99 for a 25-pound bag. Rice brand pellets that work great in your spin feeder, $12.88 for 40-pound bag. Extra clean deer corn, only $5.69 for 50 pounds. Lay away now and pick up on the tax-free weekend with 0% sales tax, only at TP Outdoors.
ESPN 97.7 is presented by the injury attorney Jeff Guerrero in Monroe. If you or someone you love has been injured in an accident or a victim of medical malpractice, you need to go Guerrero.
The challenges of life can be overwhelming. The Family Counseling Center is ready to help. You'll find our staff of specially trained professionals ready to support and equip you and walk you through these difficult times. Give us a call at 255-5753. Life can be good again.
Welcome back to the program, Talkin' Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM. Good times there with Brian Lowe and Edgar Rayford talking about the Eddie Robinson High School Football Classic Jamboree 2. Well, now we're going to switch gears and talk about Bayou Jam with our good friend Cody Futrell from the New Star. Cody, welcome back.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. So we talked about the 10 teams that are going to be over at Grambling Saturday, and that's going to be following the Bayou Jam. And I know that you told me you'll be covering the Bayou Jam out at ULM. Tell me. Let's talk. What are you looking for? What do you think is going to be going on there?
Yeah, it's going to be a great day out there at ULM. Great to see the Bayou Jam and the Eddie Robinson Classic together again. It's going to be a great day of football across the area. Brett Hudson and I will be keeping everybody up. If you're out at the Grambling Jam, want to keep up with what's going on at the Bayou Jam, you can follow us, of course, on Twitter and on the New Star website, as well as our brand new app that just launched on Apple today, Neela Prep Sports. We'll have all of the articles and videos and things there throughout the season. I know it's going to be coming to Android phones here in the next few days as well. We know we'll start, we'll just go through the list of games and kind of talk about them a little bit. At 1 o'clock, Mangum against St. Frederick. Very interesting matchup there. The Dragons of Mangum, three times in a row now that they have, 3 years in a row, the last 3 years they've gone to the Superdome, and has still looking for that elusive state championship. They will, of course, they've got a lot of returning talent on both sides of the ball. They have an incredible coaching staff, as always. So, they're going to be loaded again. Interested to see how they replace Kyle Barefield at quarterback, and he was also an all-state kicker for them. He's maybe even more important for them at punter and kicker. So they're still not exactly sure what they're going to do in the kicking game. So they've got a few weeks to kind of figure that out. Tommy Zarf, the head coach of the Dragons, is a St. Frederick alumni. He is a graduate of St. Frederick, so he's going to be playing his alma mater in this game against another great coach in the area, Jeff Tannehill, who has a 3-year starting quarterback, Barrett Kuhn, running his offense. And really that should be a good matchup at 1 o'clock out at ULM. At 3 o'clock, OCS and Sterlington. 2-2A district rivals and two of the best teams in small schools in this area. Grant Fitchie at quarterback, head coach Stephen Fitchie's son, ready for his senior year. He'll start at both quarterback and defensive back for the Eagles, and he does a tremendous job. They're replacing all five of their starting offensive linemen as well as all Northeast running back Josh Pennybaker. So a lot of moving pieces around Fitchie have changed, but still going to be an explosive team. Spikes there at linebacker is a really, really talented player. He's kind of the quarterback of their defense. He'll be somebody that you will want to watch. And then for the Sterlington Panthers, they, of course, lost their quarterback as well. They're still trying to figure out that. But Devontae Douglas back at running back, really, really talented running backs for Sterlington. They're not quite up to the level defensively that Coach Jason Thompson wants. The former Neville defense coordinator is very involved on that side of the ball, and he's wanting to see some more aggressiveness out of them and look for them to bring a lot of blitzes and a lot of different looks on Fitchie in this game, this jamboree. As you'll see in a lot of these local matchups, these are going to be shortened games that these kids take really seriously. They're not going to be the practice games that you might think. These are going to be some serious serious business out there on Saturday. Would you like me to keep going through the rest of the
absolutely. Before you get to them, though, one thing you said struck a nerve. I talked about it earlier on the show. You talked about Fitzhugh going both ways. Sterlington, you know, an article by Brett in the New Star talking about their new conditioning program at Sterlington. And two weekends ago, you and I had talked on the air, and we were at the wiffle ball tournament in West Monroe. And a lot of those guys, you know, a lot of our area athletes were out there. And Carson Clowers and Brooks Rushworth were there for Sterlington, and they talked about it and how a lot of their guys are going to be playing both ways. What do you think about that? You know, if your starting quarterback is out there playing both ways, now we're talking about Fitzhugh and Clowers. If your starting quarterback is out there playing both ways, do you think that's a disadvantage? Do you think it's advantage, especially if they're a good athlete? What's your thought on that?
I think it's, it's not necessarily an ideal situation. I'm sure the coaches would rather have, 70, 80 players and be able to pick and choose, but you have to play your best players on the field. And in those cases, I think that you certainly have to be smart about it because you have to worry about injuries and fatigue and that kind of thing. But certainly,
Those teams are better when Fitzhugh and Clowers and for Showington, Samaje Colvin will play receiver and defensive back. Those teams are certainly better when they're out there. And it can trickle up even to the bigger schools. I know in certain situations, Jaden Cole at Neville will play defense and offense. He's starting quarterback for Neville. And then at West Monroe, a slot receiver and running back, Slade Bolden, will do a little bit of everything. He has been practicing with the defensive back starters as well as the offensive starters at West Monroe. So it's just it's a matter of getting your best players on the field to make sure you have the best chance to win.
Absolutely. Okay, so go ahead with the preview. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Then, you know, the after Sterlington and OCS, they'll play at 3 o'clock, then around 5 o'clock, get started with Ruston and West Ouachita. West Ouachita returns running back Andrew Lockhart, but they struggled a lot in their scrimmage, two-way scrimmage. They played Delhi Charter and Union Parish last week, failed to score, so they're still trying to figure some things out offensively. They feel like with Hunter Chatham back at quarterback, they have a really good leader that understands the option offense well. They got Lockhart, he's a good runner. They just got to find some ways to punch it in. They go up against a Ruston defense that has some returning starters in the defensive backfield and at linebacker that are really good. They also, the defensive line, I think, is going to be pretty strong for them. Where they have to figure out things is on the offensive side of the ball, where they only have two returning starters, period, for Ruston on the offensive side of the ball. C.J. Willis, a great all-district and all-Northeast baseball player, a catcher, will now take over at quarterback for the Bearcats. And that should be an interesting matchup. Billy Laird, the Ruston head coach, Brad Laird's father, who was previously head coach at Ruston, he, along with Don Shouds, the former legendary Western Earth coach, and also Mike Valerie, the former Ouachita coach, will be honored at halftime at one of the games on Saturday night as part of the Lifetime Achievement Awards that they give out at the Bayou Jam each year. So they're bringing that back, and three very deserving people there. And then finally, we'll get to the nightcap, and I guess the main event of the evening for a lot of people, West Monroe versus Neville. Neville, the two-time defending 4A state champions. They won the 4A title 3 out of the last 4 years. They return a wealth of talent on both sides of the ball, especially in the defensive backfield with Corey Strader and those guys, Jaden Cole back at running back, and they're going to be loaded once again. Of course, when you Rashard Lawrence, when you have to replace a defensive lineman that's considered to be the best in the country, and Rashard Lawrence, he's now at LSU, you know, there's work to be done on that defensive line. But, you know, West Monroe is still figuring out the things along the offensive line and some misassignments they had against Parkway and only scored once in their scrimmage against Parkway last week. And they're still trying to figure some things out, also on defense, where they're now switching to a 4-2-5 alignment on defense after more than 20 years based out of the 4-3. They are going to a 4-2-5, so still kind of some adjustments to be made there, but they're very talented in the skill positions all around, the defense and offense. So, you know, confidence in West Monroe that they'll be able to figure things out here pretty quickly.
Okay. Anything special? I know it's the beginning of the season. It's a jamboree. It doesn't count in the win-loss column, but that doesn't really mean a lot to these kids. You know, they're out there to play some football Saturday. They're going to line up and go at that other team. Anything in particular that you're interested in seeing?
You know, I'm definitely interested in seeing how West Monroe responds after kind of they felt like a lackluster offensive performance last weekend and a slow start on defense, too. You know, when they're going to get in front of 15,000-plus at Malone Stadium against a defending 4A state champion, it's going to be a lot of emotion. It's going to be a big atmosphere. You know, how do they respond to that? How do they show improvement this week? And then, you know, I'm not a fan of I'm always interested when district rivals go to head-to-head, like a Sterlington versus an OCS. I'm not really a fan of those kind of jamborees. And I know that Grambling has one as well with Carroll and Watson. I'm not a big fan of those. You know, I like to kind of see those saved for the regular season. But just to see how those kids respond to each other and what kind of adjustments, especially OCS, is having to make offensively with so many moving pieces and so many starters that they have to replace. You know, I know they were very disappointed in a first-round exit last year in the playoffs, and Sterlington did not do as well as they want to, too. So those are two really, really hungry teams that will be going head-to-head, and that also should draw a very good crowd out to ULM.
Okay. All right. Well, Cody, I know that you'll be out there watching and reporting on that. Tell us how we can keep up with you, not only during the Jamboree, but all the time as well.
You can catch me on Twitter, CFuturoTNS, and always go to thenewstar.com. And go now, if you have an iPhone, you can go right now and download for free our new NELA Preps Plus app. And I look forward to you in the next few days for Android devices as well. And that will be updated throughout the season with scores and stats and game stories and features. Just anything you're looking for, from anything from high school to our local college teams and the Saints, that can be found there on our new app.
Okay. All right. Well, Cody, once again, we appreciate it. Love having you on the program. Look forward to talking with you again soon.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right. You too. We're going to take another break. That was Cody Futrell from the New Star. You're listening to Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM.
Dax, it's a great place to catch the game. Hang with friends and eat some of the best food in town. And with 24 beers on tap, there's always something great to drink. Whether you're having fun playing Buzz Time, listening to free live music, or catching up on the big game, Dax has you covered. Dax, the best food, great drinks, and great fun. On the corner of Old Minden Road and Benton Road, Dax Wings and Grill. What are you waiting for?
Dax in Bossier City and Monroe.
If you could talk to your animal when they say, they're telling you to take me to North Monroe Animal Hospital. Listen closely and you'll hear what Dr. David Weber hears. That's a thank you for taking me to North Monroe Animal Hospital. For your animal's health care, call Dr. David Weber at North Monroe Animal Hospital, 345-4545. No animal too small or too large. Well, you better call Dr. Weber first on that one. 345-4545.
Shop the market at Log Cabin. Just grillin'? We have seasoned ribeyes, hand-cut steaks, marinated boneless stuffed chicken, boudin, and more. Love those cabin favorites? Take and Bake brings it home. Meals and sides prepared, ready to heat and serve. We've even thought of the little things, like local brand seasonings and sauces, assorted drink mixes, dips, and desserts. The Market at Log Cabin, a quarter mile north of the intersection of I-20 and Highway 33.
Welcome back, Talkin' Sports, ESPN 97.7 FM. Thunder, one of my favorites. So our first Wednesday, almost in the books, here on Talkin' Sports. We'll be back next Wednesday, same time, 6 to 7 p.m., preceding the Les Miles show here on ESPN 97.7 FM. Want to tell John Tabor, wish him a happy Vince McMahon birthday. Vince McMahon turning old today. Can't remember how old he is. He's old. But happy Vince McMahon birthday, John Tabor. Kendrick, did you watch the Olympics? Did you follow them?
Not really.
Not this year, huh? Yeah, there was a lot that went into. Do you normally follow them?
I mean, I'll catch some track and field here and there, but not really.
I'm a big Olympics guy. I'm a big USA guy. You know, if the USA is playing somebody, let's go get them. I was in high school during the 1980 Olympics when the United States beat Russia, and that was a big deal. You know, and I've always just loved the Olympics. You know, there's a lot of things about the Olympics I don't like. You know, I was a fan of the first couple of dream teams in basketball. Not necessarily now because it's not the same. You know, so let's you know, of course, with fewer and fewer guys staying in college to play basketball, you know, I don't know that we have a lot of choice. But we were always, you know, when we had our amateurs, we were always playing against other countries' professional teams. So it was a big difference. I like the swimming events. I like gymnastics. I love track and field. I love Usain Bolt. The swimming with Lochte, I'm sorry, not Lochte. That's a whole other topic. Katie Ledecky is what I meant to say, and Michael Phelps and some of the other guys, just watching the athleticism, you know, a lot of the stuff. I'm not into tennis and golf in the Olympics because they got the professionals out there playing. It just doesn't interest me. But I'm a USA guy, okay? But Ryan Lochte, as I let slip a minute ago, he's embarrassing. You know, and I'm sure you've heard about and seen enough of this to know what's going on with Ryan Lochte, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Ryan Lochte now has lost his sponsors. Speedo has pulled their sponsorship of him. It cannot condone reading here from an article by Amara Grotsky on the Daily News online. Speedo will cannot condone behavior that is counter to the values this brand has long stood for. Speedo USA will donate a $50,000 portion of Lochte's fee to Save the Children, which is a global charity partner of the parent company, for children in Brazil. Lochte said he respected Speedo's decision. Well, good. He also lost his endorsement deals with Gentle Hair Removal and Airweave. Ralph Lauren said its deal with Lochte was specifically in support of the Rio 2016 games and won't be renewed. Ralph Lauren had removed Lochte's photo from its website over the weekend. Lochte's 32. So he goes out with some buddies on the swim team, and they go out and they get wasted. And they go to a gas station. They didn't want to wait. They tore up a sign, urinated on the gas station wall. You know, very mature for a 32-year-old. Then he claims that they were robbed at gunpoint. Well, there was someone pointing a gun at them. They did pay money, but they weren't robbed. They were made to pay for the damages, okay? And did they pay more than they should have? Probably, but I'm not real concerned about at this point. Lochte, who has taken away from the games with this and lied about it and had his mom tweeting that her son was robbed at gunpoint with a gun to his head, and had his mom all scared. I mean, what kind of idiot does that? Ryan Lochte has always wanted to be famous. He's been in Michael Phelps' shadow his whole career. He even went as far as to say if Michael Phelps wasn't around, he'd be Michael Phelps. No, he'd still be Ryan Lochte, and he'd still be an idiot. So, you know, I don't know. He dyed his hair silver. Hey, in the Olympics, silver represents number two. And that's appropriate because that's exactly what he acted like, number two. So, Ryan Lochte, you're an idiot. You're a moron. So, that's my thought on it. And thank you for joining us. Our first Wednesday, thank you to Kendrick Carter for keeping us straight and narrow. Thanks to Edgar Rayford and Brian Lowe of Team Up Sports Consulting for coming on and talking about the event, the Eddie Robinson High School Football Classic Jamboree 2 this Saturday. Thanks to Cody Futrell of the News Star. He's going to be out covering Bayou Jam at ULM Saturday. So keep up with Cody on Twitter. See what's going on out there. He'll keep you posted. Remember, if you're a high school student at one of our area schools and you want to be a correspondent on Talkin' Sports, help preview the coming week's games, get in touch with us. Our Twitter feed is at tsports977fm. That's the Glassworks of West Monroe Twitter feed. You can also send us an email, tsports977fm@gmail.com. The Riverport Creative Group email inbox. But that's it. Wednesday show number one in the books. Join us next week when we'll talk about what happened at this weekend's Jamborees, and we'll preview some of the first week's games. Ken, again, thanks for driving the show today. And yes, we'll see everyone next week. This has been Talkin' Sports on ESPN 97.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the best of Talkin' Sports with Byron. To listen to the show live, tune in every Saturday to ESPN977.com. Or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at RedPeachSports.com.